I think we're just getting started.
Wow, I can't believe I... Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of 117 Gaming Squadron. How's everyone doing this time of year? I hope everyone is having a good holiday season. I know ours is kind of... It's been nice, it's been quiet, not much pressure at all, but hopefully everybody had a good Thanksgiving. That's if you actually celebrate it, but if not, hopefully you had some time to spend with family and friends. But if you do, hopefully you got enough to eat. And again, spend time with family and friends, drink, all that fun stuff that we do here at Thanksgiving. Probably also a lot of shopping. I don't know if you guys did your black shopping the next day and just got everything you need for presents this year. You're still working at it. But my wife and I actually are not exchanging gifts this year because we actually went to New York City and everything. And then we also did a few other smaller trips this year. So kind of our gift budget was turned into paying for experiences. And so when we went out to New York City, one of the main reasons was, two main reasons. One of them was to actually visit New York City because neither of us actually been to New York City. So that was our first time actually experiencing the city. But the other part was the fact that Josh Groban, the singer, was actually playing Sweeney Todd in the production of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And so we wanted to go see that on Broadway. So it's kind of a win-win. We got to say we've been to New York City, and we also got to say we got to see a show on Broadway. So it was amazing time. Wonderful. We both had a blast. Time went by so fast. New York City is definitely what they say, a city that never sleeps. And people who have ever been there, lived there, or anything, probably know what I'm talking about. But if you have not visited, I'd say it's one of those cities that you should definitely experience or visit in your lifetime. It's definitely in its own league. Now I kind of understand why a lot of movies and TV shows and stuff like that happen in New York City. There's just so much going on and just so much stuff in terms of like products, food, opportunities that probably only happen in New York due to the population size. But anyway, so while I was out there, I wanted to hit up a few video game stores, and there are definitely a couple on the island of Manhattan. And due to time restraints, I was only able to hit up two. I mean, there was a third one we tried to go to, but other stuff kind of got in the way, which is fine. But we are able to hit up two of them, and those two are Video Games New York and JNL Games. And I'll be going those into detail here soon, but first, let's talk about the beer I am drinking. So, the beer I got is actually called Spare Parts Hazy IPA, and it's from Jack Pine Brewery. And this stuff is actually at 7.4% alcohol in the 12-ounce can, so that's, you know, it's up there. Usually, I've been drinking averages about 6.5 to 7. So, this one's, you know, got a little more kick to it, but it's actually interesting over these past few years where I've been drinking craft beer, where it kind of took off about 5-8 years ago. Like 4.5% was considered strong. Like, wow, this beer's at 5%. But now it's like you go drink a beer that's 4.5%, you're like, man, this is weak. You're going to have to drink a couple more just to actually start feeling the buzz before you can drink like 2 or 3 of these big boys. And now, I mean, what's going to happen? We're going to start seeing normals 10, then what, 12, 15. And God, I mean, I did drink a 12% one that you could definitely taste the alcohol. It wasn't that pleasant going down, but drinking one of them definitely knocks you in your butt. So anyway, here we go. So this guy, yeah, it smells good. I can't really smell the hops too much, but the haziness and juiciness is there. This guy's got a nice golden color. Definitely hazy. One thing they did mention on their can is that this stuff's unfiltered. So definitely got some yeast still floating around in there, which actually helps to make it taste fresher and enhances the flavor, because some beers you can tell that are filtered, sometimes their flavor kind of takes a hit. But oh yeah, okay. Oh yeah, you can taste the strength of this thing. I'm just trying to see what time this thing was canned on. So it's canned on 10, 25, 20. Okay, so it's not that old. I mean, usually when it comes to hazy or IPAs or anything like that, like you got probably 6, maybe 8 weeks from canning, maybe 6 to 12 at most before the hop flavor starts to lessen and weaken to the point where you drink and you taste more of the maltiness than the hops. But this stuff, you can definitely taste it. Definitely has that bitterness at the end. As for the juiciness, I'm not really tasting it. They say there's supposed to be pineapple and other juiciness fruits in there, but I just don't taste it. I mean, the bitterness tastes more of a West Coast citrusy, kind of like a grapefruit and stuff like that, citric, more than it is would be like on a New England IPA, where you taste more kind of like a kiwi or those kind of flavors. But overall, it's not bad right now. First couple of sips, I like it. All right, well, let's jump into it so we can talk about video game hunting in New York City. So, like I mentioned earlier, there were actually two stores we hit up. One was called J&L Games, and the other one was called Video Games New York. J&L Games was actually about 2 blocks from our hotel, so that was pretty nice and convenient. We actually hit that one up on the way back from going to the Nintendo store, which I will talk about in a little bit. That, I mean, it sold video games, but it was actually more of a kind of retail store, but I'll go into detail in a little bit. But anyway, J&L Games, it was one room, and it was basically just kind of a long, skinny room, floor to ceiling, in terms of they maximize their space in that place. But it was basically just like a giant U. So you walk in, to your left was glass case all the way down to the end, made it way around back again. And the glass cases were definitely full. They definitely had it separated from a Game Boy Advances to Wii's to Xbox, all that stuff. And then a lot of the pricier stuff they had, of course, in the glass or up high that required a associate to grab. But they had some interesting stuff. I mean, a lot of the stuff was decently priced. They had a lot of used games for like $20 that I already owned. Some games I saw for like $20, I was like, that's kind of a little pricey. I think they had like the original Halo and Halo 2 for $20. And I was like, man, I can go to some places, find that for as cheap as $5. And that's complete in box too. So, but then at the same time, I mean, stuff is expensive in New York. So looking at their collection, I mean, he definitely had a lot of the regular ones that you probably see a lot, hand-me-ins, but then he did have a few rare ones that did catch my eye, but unfortunately I'm not paying like $150, $200 or more for these kind of rare Xbox games, and so I kind of passed on it. But it was neat to see them in person, and actually it looks like a lot of them were complete in box. He did not have any single sleeve Xbox games just loosely sitting around or anything like that, but all of them were in kind of a plastic sleeve, probably for more like protected from dust or other stuff. And he did have a couple unopened, you know, factory sealed ones too, which was, price was definitely expensive. But I did notice a lot of Japanese games for a lot of these systems. So I wonder if a lot of these games were definitely imported to all the to the people living in New York or Jersey or something like that. And then when they're done, they sold it to him. So, which is nice to see, because I've rarely seen any Japanese games out in the wild. A few of them do pop up here or there, but not as much as I saw there. The overall ambience of the store was definitely retro. They definitely had a lot of stuff all the way back to the original Nintendo, but even back before that, I think the Atari and the Commodore had stuff back there too. They had a lot of accessories. They did have modern consoles. They did have the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series and stuff like that, and the Switch. But their collection of retro stuff was pretty impressive, because they had just a lot of games for all the systems. And it's just, it was kind of busy. I think there's like 3 or 4 other people in there as we were shopping around. But like I said, unfortunately, I did not pick up anything. There's nothing really that caught my eye, let alone the money I wanted to spend on them. I kind of was kind of had that mindset like, oh, I'll keep looking around. Maybe I can find it cheaper somewhere else. So I did not pick up anything there, but it was definitely neat to see what they had in stock and everything. I did not actually talk to the owners or anything, because they were actually busy helping other people, but still a neat store. I'm kind of curious to see if maybe they have an online store I can go back and check. But anyway, so the second one we went to was actually over, was it? Not in the down. It's actually near, not near Chinatown, but it's kind of close to it, like probably like 5 or 10 minutes away from Chinatown. So that one's called Video Games New York. And this place, again, is a smaller, actually hole in the wall. You would drive right by it, not notice it's there. So thankfully, the power of Uber and Google Maps, we were able to get there. And of course, we go in there. Place is small, like in terms of size, but they packed that thing in there. It's literally like you walk in, boom, to your left is a glass display case, but then to your right's now starting all these bookshelves of games and stuff like that. So there literally is as width of basically your shoulders, if not person and a half. So to make your way around, you literally have to either jump into another aisle, let someone pass, or turn to your side and let them kind of squeeze right by you. And this store was floor to ceiling video games. I mean, they maximize their space all over the place. And so they did have it separated where Xbox 360 right here. You go around the corner, there's more of the pricier ones that were behind the glass case. And they did have some good games that I wanted to get. They also had a lot of them that were factory sealed, which I think some of the games they were selling for as high as $400, which I was like, wow. But I did see some rare games. I think I actually saw Steel Battalion there for sale. But unfortunately, I did not see the actual like joysticks, which would be pretty sweet if they actually had that. But they did have like a small section in the back where they actually had more of a rare or exclusive items. And one of them they actually had was a special edition Metal Gear Solid for PS3 that was actually signed by Hideo Kojima. And you can imagine how much that thing was going for. And then they had a few other special edition items. They had a few, I think they had a complete inbox, like Nintendo system. They had a Commodore inbox system, all this stuff. So their collection of video games was pretty impressive and everything. And like even their PlayStations were, original ones, impressive. PlayStation 2. Their kind of like their back section in the back is where they kind of had the non-popular games or the ones that aren't people really don't want, like all the sports games or all the kid-friendly games or ones that just kind of like you aren't selling them in the back. And they were all back there for like less than $10, but nothing there that really caught my eye. I mean, they did have Mercenaries for the Xbox, but unfortunately it didn't come in a case. It was just the disc, so I was like, I'm looking for it complete in box. But I'm definitely gonna keep my eye open. Hopefully that one pops up. When I was at both stores, I actually do have a list of games I am looking for. And unfortunately, the ones I did see that I saw, was like, it to me, it was just too expensive. And that's not saying that's a bad thing, but to maximize our dollar and everything, I've been actually had more luck going on eBay and buying games directly because it's actually cheaper to buy it and have it shipped than what I would have to pay out there and stuff like that. So, but we were able to talk to one of the owners, definitely a nice guy, definitely a gamer. We got into the conversations and talking about, well, my wife started talking to him about Power Rangers. And so he showed us pictures of all the cons he'd been to. We asked him about how New York Con is about, and he said, it's a lot of fun. There's definitely celebrities that show up to New York Con that probably won't show up to other cons around the US. So it may be worth, my wife and I said, we might want to check it out one year just to experience it. So, but it was neat. They definitely are video game lovers. There's a couple, the place was actually kind of busy. There's like 4 or 5 people in there shopping, so they definitely get business. Though that's a store I definitely would like to hit back up, because it looks like they do get around trade-ins and other stuff that pop in. So it's probably one of those stores that you want to check out frequently if they don't have a page they update with, like, hey, here's what came in or here's what we have. Because who knows, there may be a rare game that kind of comes through the door that you're like, I've been looking for that, let me go grab it and everything. So if you're ever in New York, check out Video Games New York and JLL Games. There might be something there you might like. If not, you know, give it a good gander. It is always neat to see what they have in stock. Like this other, same thing with Video Games New York. They actually had Japanese games too in stock. So it must be a popular thing in New York where people like to play the Japanese games. They import them, and then when they're done, they trade them in for other stuff. So, which is something I always thought would be pretty neat if I ever can find a Japanese game that may either have English subtitles on it or, heck, ever one day actually learn how to read Japanese, which, or speak it, which be an awesome goal, but you know, who knows? But I know there are some games out there that actually are released in Japan that have both Japanese and English voices. So it's kind of, you can, and sometimes those are actually cheaper than the American version of the game. So it's like, import the Japanese one, just make sure your system can play all regions, and pop that bad boy in, play it on English subtitles or English voice acting, and ba-boom! And you can play that game. And finally, I'm going to talk about the Nintendo store that's actually in New York. And that one is actually an impressive store. It's right there, pretty much like right next door to Rockefeller Square. Because when we got there, like right around the corner, you can see the giant Christmas tree that they put up. And there's that ice skating rink that we probably always see in movies and shows. But when I walked into the store, it's definitely pretty neat. You walk in, there's a seal on the floor, like a bronze seal that has like Mario on it, and everything says Nintendo New York and everything. And then you just see all this paraphernalia of hats, jackets, mugs, games, puzzles, you name it. Like, and then in the back, they did actually have a bunch of Switch games for sale, but anything like Nintendo related that was officially licensed or something like that was definitely found in that store. I mean, they had Mario Kart 8 racing jackets, they had Nintendo, they had Legend of Zelda stuff, like hats and backpacks and mugs and you name it, it was there. And so that was on the main floor of that. But then they actually had a second floor. So if you go up to the second floor, along the way, you do get to see some characters. There's Toad and Luigi kind of in the stairwell. Mario's at the very top on the pole. Bowser's at the bottom of the steps. And these are actually like life size. Like Bowser was bigger than me. Everything, I got my picture in front of him. But then you go up to the very top, there's Link from Tears of the Kingdom standing there, putting his hand out with the power glowing that he's about to do the power-up with it and everything. So I got my picture in front of that. But upstairs, I actually had a lot more clothing and stuff like that. So like the first half of it, when you look at it, was like a checkout and then clothing. But to the right side was actually, they had a couple Nintendo Switches on display to play, and they actually had a giant screen where you can play the current game right now, Super Mario Wonder. So they actually had people playing that and showing that off. So that was pretty cool to see. Oh man, getting thirsty. One thing they did actually show there, which I thought, being a game collector, was pretty nice to see, was they actually had a history of like the system. So they started all the way back to, you know, Nintendo was actually a card company. So they had a few cards that Nintendo actually had made and stuff like that. Then it showed off the systems, like the Nintendo Entertainment System, the ROM, and all the way up to the Switch. And so there was a couple items in there that my wife did not know about, especially ROM or the Virtual Boy and everything. But then you go on the other side of the cabinet, because one side had the home systems, the consoles, and the other side they actually had the portable. So they had all the different varieties of the Game Boys, Game Boy Advances, all that stuff, different special editions. And so that was pretty neat to see all the ones on display and stuff like that. So I know that Nintendo is actually building a museum in Japan that they're going to have like their history and a lot of stuff. So hopefully my wife and I go there in the next year or two, that will be completed, and we'll be able to visit that, because that's going to be really neat to see. But I did drop some money at the Nintendo store. I bought actually a lot of Zelda stuff, because Tears of the Kingdom to me was an amazing game. So I bought a backpack, I bought a mug, I bought a wallet, I bought sweatpants that actually say Nintendo New York in Japanese. I bought a Zelda sweatshirt, which are both the sweatpants and the sweatshirt are very comfortable. My wife got a Nintendo New York t-shirt, and I think that's all I got from them. Yeah. Oh, and then like a reusable bag, big bright red bag that says Nintendo on it. That, so, but that's definitely a cool store to check out. I would definitely recommend hitting the Nintendo store up. It would have been nice if Sony, maybe they did have an official store. I didn't see it, but a store that you can go in and see official Sony stuff, PlayStation stuff. But they did have a Microsoft store over there on Fifth Avenue that my wife and I did check out. But when we got there, they had the third floor closed off, which was the gaming section. So their Xbox section was very weak and limited. It's like a corner. So that was kind of disappointing. But it is what it is. So, but all I gotta say is, like, New York, very fun place. Definitely a city that never sleeps. Sirens going on all the time, horn honking. I mean, that's one thing that did get annoying after a while, is how much the horn honked. Traffic is just ridiculous. Like, I'd go crazy. I'm surprised that we didn't see any road rages. People just walking across the street willy-nilly. I thought I was going to see someone get hit by a car and that person's just going to keep driving. But overall, we are definitely going to go back. We probably want to go back when it's a little bit warmer out so we can actually do Central Park. And then definitely hit up a few more video game stores that we missed. Maybe even make our way over to like Queens or Brooklyn to see what they have over there. I do know that New York has a lot to offer for the retro video game scene. So I'm hoping to get more out of it next time I'm there. Maybe have a better list or better idea of what to get, as long as it's not too expensive. But other than that, this is kind of it for the episode. Just me telling you about how exciting New York was and the trip about video game hunting. That there is stuff out there. Just kind of have to look. Keep your eye open. Make sure you have a budget too, unless you're really willing to pay a couple hundred dollars for a game that's brand new, that's for an older system. But anyway, well, thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe, tell your friends. If you'd like to reach out, you can go ahead and email me at 117gamesquadron@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, tell me your thoughts, what you think of the episode, comments about video game hunting and stuff like that. Have you gone to any places that you checked out and they had cool stores that you wanted to show off or something like that? You know, tell a story about that. Other than that, you know, hope everybody has a good holiday. Everybody has a good Christmas or Hanukkah, or if you celebrate those. If not, hopefully you have some good time off with your family and friends. Eat well. Enjoy the company. And definitely make sure you enjoy your gaming. Until next time, cheers.